We are joined by our Geico player of the game, Earl Bennett, Jr. out of Birmingham. We almost chose DJ Moore. He had a heck of a night. But when you set a school record in receiving yards for a single game, you get to be the player of the game. Earl, 13 catches tonight, 223 yards and three touchdowns. At 223 yards was indeed a Vanderbilt record as the Commodores win it 41-17 to open up the season against Richmond. And you guys came out and took care of business.
Yeah, we came out and played hard. I mean, we was clicking on all aspects, and I thought the offense and defense came out, played pretty good. And I'm just excited for the win more than anything.
We saw what happened with Michigan and Appalachian State earlier in the day. Was that mentioned at all before the game?
No, it wasn't mentioned, but I'm pretty sure it was in the back of everyone's mind, and I'm sure we didn't want that to come out and happen to us. So we just went out and played hard, and we knew we didn't want to lose this game, start off on the right foot and get ready for Alabama next week.
Had great field position early in the game, couldn't put anything on the board, but it seemed like after that, you guys kind of got that offense rolling.
Right, Dev. We had a few miscues on first possession, but, I mean, our team is strong. We just came back and just fought hard.
You were wide open on a couple of those touchdowns in the first half. How'd you do it?
I mean, great play calling by the coaches. I mean, they got a few deep balls called in tonight, and, I mean, it was just right defense, and we just hit them.
Look like you and Chris Nixon are really on the same page. I mean, I know you can tell you guys have worked together a lot.
Right, definitely. Over the summer, we work extremely hard, stay out here in the hot weather. After practice, I mean, we stay out and throw extra balls. I mean, we just try to continue to get better each day. So we just work hard with each other.
You're still in the game pretty late in the game. Just coaches trying to get you some work, as much game experience as you can before you head into next week?
Yeah, definitely. The coach want to make sure that we know what's going on, and we can't never underestimate our opponent, and so we were just trying to run up the scoreboard and try to make sure we had a pretty comfortable lead before he took us out.
You were back there fielding punts, too. You like that duty as part of your role here on this Vanderbilt team?
Yeah, definitely. Anything I could do to help this team win, I'm willing to do it. So if it's returning kicks or going down on kickoff, I'm willing to do it. So returning punts ain't too bad.
I was out here for the fan day a couple of weeks ago, and it's 100 degrees, and the place is packed, and there are people lined all the way out to the street to get your autograph. That has to make you guys feel like this program is going in the right direction and a lot of optimism from the fans for this season.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like this program is going in the right direction. I mean, we have a lot of athleticism on both sides of the ball. We come out and we play hard. I mean, the fans love us, and they behind us 100%, and they just give us more confidence knowing that, and we just go out and play hard.
You guys feel like you accomplished what you wanted to against Richmond tonight?
Yeah, definitely. We feel like we accomplished a lot tonight, and we just got a few miscues that we had. We got to come back in and tweak that a little bit and get ready for Alabama this week.
It was good to see Jeff Jennings back on the field, wasn't it? He can make some guys miss and run over some guys, too, if he has to.
Yeah, definitely. Jeff a great running back, and, I mean, getting him back is very important for us. And, I mean, tonight he came out and ran it hard, caught the ball extremely good out the backfield also. So he's a tremendous aspect to our offensive scheme.
Now you can turn your attention to the Crimson Tide next week, next Saturday morning here in Nashville. That has to be a huge game, not only from a team perspective, but for you personally to face off against the team from your home state.
Right. Anytime you play against Alabama, I mean, you got to think about a lot of things like tradition, winning program, great athlete, great coaching. So, I mean, you just got to be excited to play against a team like that. I mean, we go against a team like that each weekend in SEC. So, I'm going to just take it like another SEC game, just go out and play hard.
It was close last year, and maybe a win next Saturday, and congratulations on this one.
Thank you.